All right, and now let's change the focus, but not completely change the focus. We'll still continue to talk about some events unfolding in the Middle East. We do that with Dr. Rob Congdon. Rob looks at the European Union, the continent of Europe, and how this region of the world will play a role in the end-time scenario found in God's Word. Rob, I want to talk to you, staying on the subject of the Middle East just for a moment. The European Union has put out a statement saying they are struggling keeping up with the settlement plan. Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, has said he's going to allow building in the Jewish settlements. He focused on the eastern section of the city of Jerusalem, where is located the Temple Mount, of course. And he said nobody's going to tell him what to do as far as building in their capital city of Jerusalem. European Union's not really excited about this plan, are they?
No, they aren't. They see it as a hindrance to further negotiations, as they're always talking about, and they see it as a threat to the entire environment, if you will, of the Middle East. So they are very concerned with it. They feel that, very typically, they feel that, of course, Israel is the one holding up negotiations because, according from their viewpoint, Israel is hurting it because they're creating these situations that nobody wants to talk in. So it's really been a line they have been putting out for a long time. I think Catherine Ashton, who is the Europeans' policy chief, her words was it's extremely troubling. Well, because it goes against what she has been pushing ever since she's moved into that position. So it's just an ongoing statement or attitude of the EU to really sort of blame Israel for holding up negotiations.
Well, at the same time, it looks like the European Union also having problems with Hamas. European Union observers were a part of a deal between the Israelis and the Palestinians there at the border between Egypt and the Gaza Strip. And now some of these European Union observers are being rebuffed by Hamas. That doesn't bode well.
No, it doesn't. In 2005, as you said, the Palestinian authorities in Israel agreed to have this, what they call border assistance mission, where the EU observers or monitors would guard what's going in and out and keep the free access to the border. In 2007, it ended when Hamas took control of Gaza. Now they want to send back their monitors just to maintain things. Interestingly, though, the agreement ends on the middle of June next year, 2013. So in a sense, we're only talking about something for 6 months. And the reality is we're talking about an agreement with the Palestinian Authority, not Hamas. So Hamas doesn't want the EU there because then they can do obviously many things at their border that would not pass the EU monitors.
Rob, our old buddy Tony Blair weighs in on this situation as far as building in the Jewish settlements. He has some comments to make. He is the peace envoy for the quartet, of course, the United States, European Union, United Nations, and Russia. But he's trying to make certain that he's not forgotten in his role in an endeavor to try to bring peace and a resolution to this conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
That's right. Tony is very continuously trying to be at the forefront of the negotiation picture, so he had to come out and speak on this issue. And, of course, he is a strong two-state, as he calls it, supporter of that negotiation. He reminds me of certain activists in the United States that when a problem occurs somewhere, they have to appear in the press. Tony has to appear in anything in the Middle East, because that's where he's positioning himself for his future political career, I believe.
Yeah, and that possible career is, I think, a campaign to be president of the European Union. What are your thoughts?
He certainly seems to be headed that way. He's a young enough man that he doesn't want to end his political career. And when he first went to the Middle East, I thought, boy, that's kind of a back post in some ways. But we know it isn't. It is the center, actually, of history and of events. And he chose the right place, but certainly his goal is political, and it's in the EU, and the position that all would seek with that kind of background would be to be the eventual president of the EU.
Yeah, we'll watch that closely. I sent you an article that I want to discuss, but I'm not sure what all aspects of it are. Can you talk to me about the Russian, European Union, United States drama that's unfolding? What's that about?
Well, in terms of the situation over there, Russia is getting very involved with the EU. They have just had a summit on Thursday and Friday with the EU. Thursday's summit meeting was really just a time of dinner and casual talk. And for the European people, that's when they really get to the heart of issues. Not for Russia. They wait until the formal meetings, which were on Friday. But the biggest thing is, and most people don't realize this, EU is very close to Russia and vice versa. Russia's biggest trading partner is the European Union, and the European Union gets a major part of their energy from Russia, so there is a very close alliance there from an economic standpoint. The U.S. comes into it because we're talking about the World Trade Organization, which seeks to open borders, if you will, to free trade between the countries and get rid of levies. Russia has often putting fees on products that come into it to try to control external imports. The U.S. is concerned because that affects the economy of not only the U.S. but Europe. And Europe is truly suffering economically. And so with that, Russia has seen a decline in their income. And with that, the U.S. is very worried that that's going to spill over here and push us into a recession also.
Wow, the ramifications of the way these world powers are trying to stay up on top of everything happening in our world. Well, talk to me as we conclude our conversation about Germany and Poland. I know Germany is a real strong member of the member states of the European Union. Poland seems to be coming on. It was France, I thought, were the partners with Germany, but is it Poland going to move into that position, and will they be the ones who are the center of the European Union road ahead?
Yes, they will be, I believe. Poland economically, and it's always economics with the EU and certainly power. Poland, when you're in Europe and you buy a product, you look at it where it's made, often it's Poland. I don't think people realize this tremendous production that Poland is putting out. They have become the major power back in the EU in terms of producing the reasonably priced items. Germany is, of course, the industrial producer of the EU, so they're kind of a natural coming together of common areas. What is remarkable in it is, of course, there are strong feelings because of history between the Germans and the Poles. But that's where the power is going in those two countries. France is primarily still an agricultural country in many ways. So what we've seen now is this, what used to be the Eastern Bloc that has now come into the European Union has become a significant power through the power of Poland. We tend to forget that Poland historically was a powerful nation and is growing there once again. And Germany is a very natural partner, and it's also why there's been tensions between the two of them throughout history.
Dr. Rob Congdon is our man who keeps a focus on the European Union for us, traveling there several times a year to minister, teaching the Word of God. But also, he's like me, somewhat of a news junkie in his focus on the European Union. And that's why we have him behind these microphones to help each and every one of us, and I'm including myself, to understand what is really happening over there. Rob, thank you so very much for assisting us in looking at these geopolitical activities focused on the European Union. And by the way, you and your family have a very blessed Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and I'd wish that all to all of your listeners, a blessed Christmas.